News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
From Amble packing the Tree Arena to Kingfisher selling out a headline US tour, Irish trad and folk music is having a serious revival at home and abroad. But what's behind this resurgence of interest in Gaelic culture, and how can we all get involved? News Talk Sarah Madden reports.
It's a Monday evening in Walsh's in Stony Batter, and musicians have gathered for an age-old Irish tradition. Trad and folk sessions are held here three times weekly, which is nothing on the cobblestone that hosts as many as 40 a week. From your local pub to national stages and top spots on the global charts, traditional Irish folk music is having a serious moment.
I mean, traditional music has kind of never gone away as such, but definitely I think in the last decade or so, there has been an increase of popularity.
Zara Hederman is a freelance culture journalist.
2019 seemed to have been quite a crucial time. You have Lancome coming out then, Rough Trade, a record label, brings out a special imprint called River Lee Records, specifically to focus on folk traditional music. So you have Lisa O'Neill, you Vagabonds, John Francis Flynn coming out there. And then in 2022, you have the Kingfisher and Amble Strand. They're using all of the traditional elements, but kind of modernising the music by mentioning like Red Hot Chili Peppers or online culture. Kingfisher have the song about the GAA club and the sense of community and belonging there. You know, traditional Irish music is very popular. We have a lot of tourists wanting to come to sessions. So obviously industries, promoters, labels are seeing this. So they're like, let's bring them to huge stages. Let's put them on the Three Arena. We have the likes of Amble are about to play there in December. There's a huge demand for it.
I roam alone on the island.
We're having a Gaelic revival. Yeats, Lady Gregory. I think we're in that again.
David Keenan is a singer-songwriter from Dundalk who regularly supports acts like Amble on tour.
I think over the last 10, 15 years, a lot of cultures around the world have become very homogenized. And it's important that we celebrate our similarities as people, but also what makes us unique and makes us stand apart. The Irish language revival is happening at the minute. You can see that everywhere. You see it in mainstream music with Kneecap. It's fresh again. A lot of young people are interested in it. But I think it's the story. I think people want to recognize themselves in songs as well. It's social media,
the rapid development of AI. People are wary, you know. So we're looking for the real thing and
the depth in our own culture. And tribe. I think as Irish people, we're very tribal. And that's all coming out in the bands that you've just mentioned, you know, and in my work as well.
Sends a message to the 50 club, man.
Is Irish culture in general having a moment? Boy, is it what?
Barry Devlin, former member of the Horselips.
In the field of film, in the field of TV, in the field of literature in general, I mean, thank God I quit because I couldn't compete. Something about where we are at the moment, I think, and in terms of the fact that we've suddenly got terribly rich and we no longer have to sort of tip the head to Britain. For 600 years, you know, we doffed the hat to these clever people from over the water and we had this kind of music that they didn't much like. So guys who would be fantastic concertina players from Clare, they'd go to London and they'd live alone in a flat. And nobody would ever know this extraordinary thing that they did. It was entirely unregarded. And gradually it began to be unregarded here as well. This distinguishes us from anybody else. We're not just a bunch of rich slobs. We're a bunch of rich slobs who play traditional Irish music.
Rich slobs is culture.
Yeah, yeah. Can't beat that, can you? You have to take that.
Sarah Madden reporting there. And great to hear Barry Devlin, one of the most erudite, clever and decent characters you'll ever come across.
Thank God I quit. What a brilliant line.
Brilliant line. I tell you, he wrote some good songs in his day.
He did. And still inspiring a new generation.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.